Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Time now to talk to Red Sox manager Alex Cora. Alex is brought to you by Arbella Insurance, your New England Honda dealers, and Cumberland Farms, the official coffee of the Red Sox radio network. Alex joins us from Texas, where the Sox open a series tonight against the Rangers. Hey, Alex, how you doing?
I'm great. How are you guys doing?
We're doing great, thank you. We were talking about this last night after we watched Mookie do it yet again. When you knock a guy like Ted Williams off a career record list for a franchise and you're only 25 years old, you're in the middle of something pretty special here, aren't you?
Yeah, I love the fact that he's humble enough saying, but I haven't hit 400. But, man, you're hitting three homer games like every other week, man. It's impressive. It's fun to watch. One thing that I do like about the whole situation is he wants to get better, man. You see him in the clubhouse. I don't know, probably you guys know already, you know, the relationship between him and JD is growing. There's a lot of baseball talk between those two guys and hitting. And, you know, we'll see how he ends up. But we're proud of him and obviously happy he's doing the things he's doing, helping the team to win games.
Alex, help me out here because you know the game much better than I do. Explain to me in terms I can understand the surge in power for this guy. What's the difference between last year and this year?
I don't know. I think it's more about his approach. We had a conversation early January. And, you know, last year, playing against the Red Sox when I was in the Astros coaching staff, the scouting report was very simple with him. It was like the first two at-bats, you'll get a free strike, so go after him. He'll take it. And as you guys know, the numbers are very different when you are behind in the count. Now you go from 0-1 to, let's say, a 1-2 count. And then we were able to expand the zone with him. And like he said, last year with two strikes, he was just trying to make contact. And this guy, his hand-eye coordination is Altuve-like. You know, those two, seems like when they swing, they make contact. But now it's a different mentality. He's attacking from pitch one if it's the pitch he wants. But you can see even his take is not a predetermined take. He's ready to hit. And then with two strikes, like I told him, and we talk about it, there's nothing wrong with swinging and missing. Nothing wrong. Sometimes hitters actually, you know, get into the habit of just making, you know, making contact, especially with nobody on. Make contact, and that's weak contact. You're going to hit a ground ball regardless. They're going to make an out. I don't mind him swinging hard with two strikes. There's certain situations, obviously, that we want him to make contact to drive in runs. But, you know, for him, it's swing harder, and you see the results.
Now, he's obviously very comfortable hitting in the leadoff spot. But with a guy with this type of power, I think he's on pace for 59, 60 home runs. And, you know, who knows if that'll keep up. But is there any consideration to moving him down in the order just so he can have more runners on base?
Nobody can assure me that he's going to get more runners if he hits slower in the lineup. So one thing for sure, from pitch one, we are 100% that, you know, we're in attack mode from the first pitch of the game, which is the mindset I want to create here. So it's one of those, yeah, you get caught up on the homers and he doesn't have too many RBIs. But honestly, I think he changes the complexion of the lineup. He's a guy that, you know, when you're facing us, you can't throw that four-seam fastball right down the middle just to get your feet wet for the game. You know what I mean? Like, now you have to execute from the get-go, and it's very hard to do that at the big league level. I think him putting pressure on top of the lineup is benefiting a lot of guys, you know, the rest of the guys, and we're going to stay with him.
But I know you can't guarantee there'd be more runners on base, but if he's hitting after Benintendi, Bogarts, compared to Sandy Leon and Jackie Bradley, wouldn't you think, just based on the percentages, there'd be a better chance of guys being on base?
And who's going to guarantee me that we're going to put pressure from pitch one? You know,
that's
the way I see it, man. I lived with it last year. It's kind of like hitting George Springer ninth last year after game one in the World Series. You saw what happened. You know, he ends up hitting five home runs in the World Series, and the Astros win the World Series. You know, I don't think the Astros win the World Series with George hitting another spot. So we're right with Mookie. I had a great experience last year, learned a lot. So, you know, he'll be in the leadoff spot the rest of the season.
A couple of games ago, the extra inning game, after the game, you were very pointed in your comments. You said it was sloppy, and it was. I think there were four errors in the game. I know that you never tell us, the media, things that you don't say to your team, but from a coaching perspective, is that stuff going on as the game is going on? As a guy comes back to the dugout, do you say, hey, listen, we have to have that play, or is this something that goes on post-game?
No, it's more teaching throughout the game. Obviously, we got a 21-year-old third baseman who's actually making a lot of great plays at third base, but at the same time, there's been some decisions that, wrong decisions, let's put it that way. So we stay with him. With Nooney at second, you know, he's a work in progress. He tells you, I feel much better at third base and at shortstop, but, you know, we have two pretty good guys playing that position, so we're trying to help him as much as possible position-wise and making decisions. And throughout the game, you talk the game because all of a sudden, you know, let's say we have a walk-off win or something great happens and you don't talk about it during the game and something else comes up and you forget to make the point to the player and then the same mistake happens and it's not on the player, it's on me. And I'm talking about decisions, you know, bunt plays, first and thirds, running the bases, you know, against the opposition, stuff like that. You got to keep teaching the game, and I think it's working. We can see progress in certain aspects of the game, but like I've been saying the whole time, you know, we're in the position we're in. It's a great start, but we have a lot of room to improve, and if we do that, we're going to be very, very dangerous.
Alex, any updates on Dustin Pedroia, and could we see him sometime this month?
We'll see him when he's ready. Actually, before the call, I just got a text, probably a video, because he said speed never rests, I guess. I can't wait. You know, when I finish the phone call, I take a look at it and see how fast he is again. You know, so he's in a good place, man. He's working hard at it. He understands that I want him to be patient because when he comes back, he's a full go. You know, I don't want him to come back and you know, just ask him every day, how you feel today? Can you play today? I don't want that. You know, it'll be the case that whenever I feel that he needs an off day, he'll take it instead of him asking for off day. So that's the situation we're in. We're very pleased where he's at. And as everybody knows, when he's healthy, he's one of the best second basemen in the big leagues, and he's going to help us out to win more ball games.
Do you believe in baseball luck? I think of a guy like Chris Sale, who has pitched great, and as far as decisions are concerned, really doesn't have much to show for it. Is the assumption here that baseball luck is going to eventually turn to his side as well?
As long as we win, when he pitches, obviously, they, you know, stat-wise, you want them to get their Ws and avoid the losses, you know. But as a team, whenever he pitches, we feel we can win that game. And as long as he gives us a chance to win, we're good. But, you know, obviously, yeah, of course I want him to get, you know, his wins. You know, that's part of, you know, the culture. People, you know, for X or Y reason, they judge pitchers by wins and losses. But, you know, for me, nah, man. For me, I know the guy is great, and he's giving us a chance to win every time he goes out there.
Now, David Price on the mound tonight, coming off not a great start for him. Gave up 6 runs, 5 earned over 5 2/3. We know that he had to come out of a game earlier because he had an issue with his hand. Is there any lingering effects of that, or was that just a rough start for him last time out?
No. You know, the last two, with 2 strikes in certain spots, he hasn't been able to put hitters away. So, you know, it seems like he's ahead, and all of a sudden he makes a mistake. So 2 strikes and 2 outs. So, you know, his velocity was great. The last outing, it was 94, I think. You know, I kept looking up to the miles per hour, and it was 94. So that's a good sign. Hopefully we can mix up his pitches a little bit better today, and he can give us a good outing.
Do you guys feel like you've got a handle on the issue that Drew Pomeranz may be having right now?
Yeah, we did. Actually, yesterday after the third inning, he was a lot better. He was pleased with his breaking ball. I think we tried. Actually, Sandy Leon did an outstanding job early in the game, just going to the breaking ball, going to the breaking ball, because as everybody knows, that's his pitch. So he did good. His velocity was great at the end, and he was using his fastballs in different spots. You know, he elevated more yesterday, so it was a good first step, and hopefully, you know, his next one is a lot better, and he keeps improving. You know, this is a guy that he's very important of what we're trying to accomplish, and when healthy, he's one of the best lefties in the big leagues.
Brock Holt was really, on fire before he had to go on the disabled list. Do you expect him to be ready to be activated after the 10 days, or is this something that could be a little bit longer?
Well, we'll see. You know, today he was supposed to go out here in the field, but for some reason the rain is following us. So it's raining right now. So tomorrow he'll go out to take early BP, take his grounders, and see where he's at. But everything is pointing out that he'll be with us sooner rather than later. I talked to him yesterday, and he felt good. He was he did some striders. I think it was 50 yarders, 10 of them at 70%. He felt great. So in the upcoming days, if he keeps improving, hopefully we can send him somewhere to get a few at-bats and be ready whenever he comes out.
Time now for the question of the week for manager Alex Cora, brought to you by Cumberland Farms Farmhouse Blend Iced Coffee. Go to weei.com/manager to submit your question for us to ask Alex Cora every Wednesday. The question comes from Bruce Flax from Mystic, Connecticut. He asks, do you consider yourself a player's manager? And I'll add on to his question, and what does that phrase mean to you?
I don't know what that means, but I try to you know, know what's going on in the clubhouse, keep the pulse, and help them out as much as I can. Not only me, but our coaching staff. That's the most important thing. Sometimes the messages, you know, that they come from different sources, but it's the same one. And I think our coaching staff, they're helping me out, you know, communicating with these players and trying to you know, put them in a position that they're successful. So, you know, I guess that's a player's manager, I guess. I don't know what that means.
last question, Alex. The team has struggled at times against lefties this year. You got a lefty in Mike Minor tonight. Any changes to the lineup?
Benny's getting an off day. JD's playing left field, and Blake is DHing. So we'll see how it goes. You know, hopefully we can score a few runs, drive the ball to right center, and give David a W.
Alex, we always appreciate the time. Best of luck down there. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you, guys. Take care.
Thanks, Alex. That is Red Sox manager Alex Cora joining us from Texas.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.